USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are back in Ireland after commemorating the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in France. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The event drawing other world leaders and over 170 American veterans who survived that fateful day on the beaches at Normandy.
10,000 men shed their blood and thousands sacrificed their lives for their brothers, for their countries, and for the survival of liberty.
Discussions about possible tariffs on Mexican imports are underway at the State Department. Mexican officials met with Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday at the White House, but were unable to reach a resolution. President Trump is threatening tariffs unless Mexico puts a stop to the flow of illegal immigrants passing through the country. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The superintendent of West Point is confirming that one cadet died and 22 personnel were injured when an armored transport truck flipped over in New York. The accident happened at 6:45 a.m. this morning and is under investigation. A former Air Force service member in federal custody has been charged in a 25-year-old case in which a 9-year-old girl was sexually assaulted and murdered. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Modern technology has allowed police in Missouri to unlock the 25-year-old case involving the brutal assault and murder of 9-year-old Angie Hausman. St. Charles County Prosecuting Attorney Tim Lohmer.
We're going to get several more leads that might draw a connection between Earl Cox and someone close to Angie. What we know now is that other than being in a physical proximity of where Angie not only lived but where she was abducted, there's no direct connection.
The 9-year-old was found dead 9 days after she disappeared in November of 1993 in the St. Louis area.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
As many people gear up for that summer vacation, what can you do when you're traveling on the road to keep yourself safe? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Jason Hansen. Now, he's a former CIA officer, a security specialist, and New York Times best-selling author. One of the things I asked Jason was what you can do. What's one tip you should remember if you're traveling over the summer?
You know, I'd say something so simple, and this is especially true for women. If your wife is checking into the hotel alone or girlfriend or whatever, is in a lot of places, especially overseas, people case hotel lobbies. So if a woman checks in, whenever you check in, the representative always says, how many keys would you like to your room? Well, if you say one, then they know you're single. So anytime I check into a hotel personally, and a lot of times I'm traveling alone, I always ask for two hotel keys. That way they think there's somebody else in there. They know I'm not alone, so it'll be a harder target. So that's just one simple thing anybody can do is always request two keys, even if you're alone.
Hansen also has some advice if you're heading to a concert or a sporting event or a place where a lot of people will be present.
You know, it's easy and quick, and it's just to identify multiple exits and to remember to go to the opposite way to her. So when I walk into some place, whether it's a building or, as you said, a concert, I'll quickly note two exits. Okay, here's one, here's another, because maybe a bad guy with a gun comes through one of the exits and I have to go the other way. But also, if something happens, you know, stand there for a second and look around. If everybody's running one way, if the other exit you see is free, go that way.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.